The next patient is John Milam. The last name is M-I-L-A-M. First name is John. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old patient of Dr. Duarte, D-U-H-A-R-T-E. That is referred to a practice because of the presence of hypertension. This hypertension has been on and off. This is a very athletic patient, has exercises on daily basis. Was a patient of Dr. Murphy, M-U-R-P-Y. And he has been with borderline hypertension for a lengthy period of time. And he decided to put him on lisinopril, 20 milligrams that he takes on daily basis. The patient is maintaining blood pressures, diastolics that most of the time are between 80 and 85. And on occasion, the diastolic is above 185, systolics around 160. The patient is completely asymptomatic. Period. The patient has a renal ultrasound in which there was no evidence of hyperchorionicity, no evidence of crystals, or no evidence of obstruction. And on the other hand, the patient has evidence of a BPH, was treated by the urologist locally that had a TURP that didn't resolve the problem, and decided to go to Lakeland, where he was evaluated by the different urologists. He did a TURP, and he was able to urinate. Has been followed by Dr. Arciola on local basis, and the decision was to self-catheterize at least four times a day, and the patient has had improvement in the lifestyle. He doesn't have to stay at home as before. He's happy with it. He was found with carcinoma in situ of the urinary bladder, and he is followed by the urologist. Following number, the patient has urinary tract infections that are evaluated and treated by Dr. Duarte, and occasional hyperkalemia. At this point, my recommendation is to split the lisinopril in half, take 10 milligrams every 12 hours. On the other hand, I would like to have a blood pressure log, monitor the blood pressure as well as the heart rate, and do the urinary workup to make sure that he doesn't have any renal compromise. A reevaluation in 2 months with laboratory workup. We invested 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.